Special guest on the show tonight, and he hasn't been on the show in a very long time. It's been almost a year now, and I mentioned him on the last show. So if you actually listen to the shows, you'd know. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
This is Lara.
It's been a while, man.
Yep.
I was looking it up the other day. And your last show was the 22nd of August last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's dope. But anyway, what you been doing the last year?
A lot of work, school, and fun.
Yeah, work sucks.
I enjoyed my work.
Well, yeah, you got a good job, though. You actually work for something, you know, you're actually doing something you want to do. You know,
I used to work two jobs. Now I work zero. But I worked for Sears, and I also worked for an international ISP.
Awesome. And I know you loved your ISP job.
I did.
Yeah. But I remember when you were working at Sears, and you know, you gave out that information. That was back when I didn't have my shit together and the recording capability just sucked.
Did it ever get recorded?
Yeah, it did.
Awesome.
Yeah. And speaking of recording, I'm really going to give a huge motherfucking shout out to Notary for putting me up, for helping me out with the recording stuff. He knows what he did, and he knows why I appreciate it. So not very, you know why. But at any rate, shit, nothing. Traditional Hacknip style. I forget what the fuck I was going to say. Alright. Fuck. your job, right. At least you're not out in the middle of, you know, a fucking strawberry patch for your summer money. You know. That always sucks. But,
what? Strawberries?
Yeah.
I love strawberries.
Yeah, but picking them is a pain in the ass, man. Fucking sucks.
My grandmother used to have a strawberry patch. I love to pick them in. Oh, dip them in chocolate. Oh my gosh. Oh, it was like a, it was like orgasmically good.
Well, maybe I'm just a noob like that. I'm a fucking lazy ass bastard. That might be the case, but whatever, I guess. But, Lyra, I understand that this may very well be your last episode for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm leaving to go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for 2 years. No computer.
No fucking news, man. No shit?
Yeah.
And, I hope you're going to enjoy that trip in Fort Lauderdale.
I will. I'll be serving the Lord.
Awesome.
Converting people to my religion and doing community service. Just basically doing good stuff, you know?
Oh, shit, I better cut down the swearing then.
What?
I said, oh shit, I better cut down the swearing then. Never mind. I'm a noob. But, anyway. So, tonight, June 4th, July 4th, at 1:30 Eastern in the morning, will be Ladder's last episode, unfortunately. See, what you don't know, though, Ladder, is Dr. Light and I, we're hoping to, he did, an episode number 11. And, that was a couple weeks ago. And he did that. And I was going to, for the listeners that don't know, I was, Ladder and I are planning on doing the show 2 hours from now. So, feel grateful because I'm giving you the show 2 hours early. But it doesn't really matter to you because you're downloading it whenever the fuck you please. So whatever. Anyway, so Dr. Light and I were planning on doing the show, actually now, but that didn't work out. He had an internet problem or whatever. So Ladder just happened to sign on, and I said, yo, and we got this all nice and done. So what would have actually happened is I would have done episode number 14 before I did episode 13. And this is episode 13, by the way. For those of you that are misinformed that can't count. And, yeah. So, I actually may have some content for the show, and I understand you have a couple things you'd like to talk about there, Ladder.
I'm sorry, what? I've got like 500 conversations going. I'm, like, so social right now.
Yeah.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
I was saying, I understand you have some content you'd like to share with us tonight.
Yeah, I've started learning how to be a freaker, you know? And,
awesome.
Last night, which was Saturday, I won't drop the date in case the feds are looking. But,
of course, it doesn't really matter now because they just gave out today's date.
Oh, you piece of crap. Anyway.
I'll edit.
It's fine. It's all good. But Saturday, July 4th. What the
Third.
Crap? I'm
Third.
So wasted. Saturday, July 3rd. Saturday and Sunday morning. Stayed up till 3 a.m. with some other freakers. And, dude, we were social engineering this security company. We got their direct dial number, and we got the elevator's number, and we spoofed our caller ID to the elevator, and called the, what?
I'm just saying, woot!
Oh, so we spoofed our caller ID to the elevator, and then called the security company, and dude, we got so much information about them. It was awesome. We got like information on how they work and how they process calls, and it was awesome.
Speaking of phone adventures, number 11, yes. That was titled The Walmart Experience, for good reason. You probably haven't listened to it yet, Ladder. But Dr. Light and I and Floxy, he dropped out. Unfortunately, he dropped out towards the beginning. But we decided towards the end of the show just to say, you know what? I don't have any content, so I'm just going to call up Walmart and interview somebody. And I got a lot of information out of a particular store manager in a particular state in a particular store. But I'm not giving it out now. If you want that information, go back 2 episodes. Go back 2 episodes. And, yeah. But, anyway. Now, unfortunately, neither one of us have three-way capabilities, so we can't make Ladder's last episode a good one with phone adventures.
Hey,
and stuff.
Can we invite other people in here?
Sure. Just give them just give them the code I gave you.
Let me talk to some people.
All right. But at any rate, while Ladder's talking to some people, while I'm thinking about it, Ladder, you're probably not listening, but I don't give a shit. I just like to express my thanks for everything you've done to get me this far. I wouldn't be here without you. I'd have stopped at motherfucking episode 3. You know.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah, I really hate to see you leave, but, you know, you do what you gotta do, move on to bigger and better things, I guess. And if the show's still, it's still going in 2 years, I'm gonna, I'm gonna throw you back on here. You've got all the stuff you need to get a hold of me anyway, so it shouldn't be a problem. I'll keep you informed. But anyway.
Yeah, I'll be writing to you via snail mail.
Snail mail is sweet, man. You don't have to. Well, you don't have to worry about You don't have to worry about the great server up in the heavens, taking away your what you're saying. Had that happen? And while you're trying to get somebody in here, I'll go on to a little political thing. It's not going to be any major big deal. Just something I'd like to express. I've been having a little. It's been making me lose sleep at night. No, not really, but. I'm just kind of, it annoys me. So here's my beef. You know how, for instance, if some really hardcore Democrat said, George Bush is a noob. For instance, Bob Smith, or casual voter, whoever the fuck he is, would say, yeah, that's true. And then if a hardcore Republican said to Mr. Smith, well, George Bush is fucking lead, man. He's fucking leader than lead. He's fucking leader than not theory. Or whoever the fuck.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Dr. Light's coming on.
Awesome. Awesome. He has three-way.
Can he dial out? He has three-way?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
We could do some social engineering tonight.
Hell yeah. And he also has music. All right. Anyway. Thanks for that pleasant interruption. As I was saying, what was I saying? So if a hardcore Republican came in and said, Mr. Bush is Mr. Bush is fucking lead, he's lead, whatever. Mr. Smith would be like, yeah, that's true too. Wait a second. He's saying he's a dumbass and he's lead. No, that just doesn't work. If you're going to have one position, keep it. Don't be fencing, people. Get fucking slivers up your ass. Well, probably more than that if you're not careful, but never mind. But if there's an issue and you're thinking about it, either take one side or the other or a third. Don't be in the middle. It just makes you look like a complete utter fucking fool. And that's all I've got. Just so you know, Dr. Light was having audio problems earlier. So, that might just maybe a problem. Is he coming in, Lauder?
Yeah, isn't this room 667?
No.
Oh. What room?
This is the, give him the code I gave you.
All right.
Yeah. whoops. Oh, yeah. It's going to be even better. And, yeah. I've got plenty of Folgers cards to last me. I've got fucking over 100 of them here. I don't have to worry about a damn thing. We're going to hack the planet. And I'm going to try to minimize. I'm going to try and keep talking. Try to minimize the editing I had to do. Because on episode 11, I did episode 12. Not even a day ago. I did episode 12 at 5 a.m. last night. Just for the fuck of it. I just said, I'm going to do episode 12. I don't know why. It's just, it's like episode number, three, yeah. It's like episode number three. It's one of those placeholder things. It's like, oh yeah, I'm here, I'm doing an episode for the fuck of it, I don't have any content, whatever. It's one of those episodes. So if you don't like it, don't listen. Yo, yo.
What up?
Finally got that voice problem worked out.
My computer just sort of destroyed itself when I shut it down. And then I went,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go smoke a bowl since my roommate's home. And some crazy Dominican started setting off, like, mortars. And it was fun because you're on the roof, so...
So you got that all nice and fixed. The computer works, right?
Yeah, everything's fine now.
Alright. Dr. Light?
Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you're fine. Dr. Light? Better. Better? Meet Dr. Light.
What's up? Not much. Just pretending.
Yeah, you were on Freak Factor last night, right?
Sort of. Very
yeah, sort of. Did you hear about the Naughty Wombat?
Yeah, I was on there when that happened. That was,
yeah,
that was
Dr. Light represents the Naughty Wombats right here, baby.
Naughty Wombats!
They're noobs, man, they're noobs. What the fuck are you talking about? They're noobs.
Dude, on Discovery Channel right now, there's a show called The Anatomy of Sex.
Yeah, I was watching that earlier. I'm 16, what do you expect?
and it's quiet.
Yeah, it is. See, Dr. Light, I was telling Ladder, the viewers, listeners, excuse me, I was telling them, before you joined, I'm going to try and keep the dead air crap to a minimum. So, even if I'm talking about something totally bullshitty, I don't give a shit because I'm actually talking. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That was a great time. Great time, man. Oh, fuck. I just threw my pencil across the room. I don't have another one. I gotta go get it. I'll be right back.
Yo.
Why were they only prank calling on Freak Factor? Why don't they do some serious?
I don't know, man. They're pretty lame. We weren't even really prank calling that girl from Australia. He didn't even know what the Australian number was. All I know is this guy kept saying in the forums, they're just completely ignoring him in the IRC room, that he can three-way Australia, and he's got a bunch of Australian numbers to call. So, no one was going to talk, basically. So I stepped in. And that's the only thing I can do when I would call someone from the Australian Zoo. I really have no really need to talk to these people, and when you call random people, that's, you know, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You know? I guess she threw us back on hold for a minute, once we started telling her that we really wanted to talk to her, when she came back off hold, like, the last thing I heard before she took us back off hold was naughty wombats, and I was like, what the fuck? Is this, like, a prom line? What the fuck is going on? Like, I honestly thought that they had hung up on her and called a prom line, some crazy Australian prom line. And I was like, naughty wombats. That's it. That's how I'm going to open it, naughty wombats. So you have the naughty wombats, and you spank them with your stew stick. That's a little junior child with naughty wombats. Because I can't do an Australian accent to save my life.
Please excuse me, I gotta yell out the window at the fucking people setting off fireworks. Fucking news!
Hey, no. Hey,
don't yell at the fireworks, people. They're good. They're having a good time. They're probably drunk. Just let them be. They're obviously gonna get drunker. They're probably gonna get drunker and start aiming mortars at your window.
Good point. And then we might have a technical interruption because, you know, I'm in that one place that actually records the thing, so I don't think it'll be that. Right. Anyway. Keep talking. I'm going to take a drink of my water.
Do you guys remember who Bertha is from Hackermind? I don't know if you know Dr. Light. Do you remember, Carter, who Bertha is from Hackermind?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to her. How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's going to move. Yeah, she's going to move to Texas, and she's going to learn to become a teacher.
Awesome, man. I got to get an IRC and talk to her. Tell her to stay online, all right?
She's not on IRC.
Where is she?
On AIM.
Well, tell her to AIM me when I get on. Give her my AIM and tell her to AIM me. Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Back to the show.
I'd like to say hopefully this episode will be airing in its properly formatted sense on the new Dr. Light radio station, yet to be named. Taking suggestions, of course. We're looking for top quality. H4CK, I don't know. But it's all about top quality programming, original programming, and the top
radio head.
I don't know about top quality here, but anyway, yeah. I'll tell you what, Dr. Light. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take all the old episodes of Hackman. I'm gonna rip them onto my computer. Resave them in, like, 256K bitrate, burn them onto a CD, and send them to you. Like the first album I send you.
You could just send me edited up MP3s. Just throw them up somewhere, and I can download them real quick. You know? The talk streams aren't really going to be that high quality at any rate. You know? Bandwidth for the live music.
If you're just looking for, are you looking for just the shows that, like, what I'm doing now? I mean, if you're looking for that, they're just on my website. Well, kind of.
Well, I just want to make sure that what you want is what's going on the air.
Yeah. I just like to make this perfectly clear to my viewers. Not everything I would like goes into this radio show, you know. Sometimes things go wrong, but it still gets put on the air. That's what I like to do, you know. If shit goes wrong, I still put it on. I don't alter this fucking radio show to fit the needs of myself. Because if I'm doing that, I'm just being a fucking Fox News and CNN, you know. I keep saying episode 11, but I know it's episode 11 because 12 was just the fuck do I have on? Oh, just my shoelace. I've got a shoelace tied around my head. Anyway, I keep saying that because that's the most recent quality episode I've put out. Time into that. I just did episode 12 like a day ago. It was just a whatever episode. But anyway, I keep saying episode 11. And I'd like to make it perfectly clear that, like, episode 11, sometimes things don't happen. I had to edit out, like, 15 minutes of dead air from that episode because you're waiting on hold forever for a fucking Walmart in California because they wouldn't pick up the fucking phone. You know? I had to edit that out. It was a fucking pain in the ass, but I did it because I love doing the show. I love doing the show. I'm not doing it for my fucking health. If I was doing that, I would have been done, what is this, episode 13? Yeah. I would have been done.
I would have been done.
To go. I would have been done 13 episodes ago. Or 12, or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Frantian, let's do something serious. Let's talk about something serious.
What
at
now?
Least. Do you have anything serious to talk about on the show? Anything technical?
Alright, let's look at this little notebook here. I had a couple things wrote down. Shit, that doesn't apply anymore because this is episode 13 and not 14. Damn it. I'm not going to talk about ham radio. I've done that enough already. I guess we can talk about telephones if that's fine with you guys. You know, naturally.
Oh, okay.
We are recording this episode on a telephone voice bridge using telephone equipment. I'm downloading this episode. Telephone equipment, naturally. Anyway, go ahead, Letter.
Go ahead with what?
Oh, I thought you were going to say. Fuck. Did he drop?
I think he did.
Fuck. Oh, well, I'll just wait. He'll be back. Is he still online? I don't give a shit. You know, I got better things to worry about.
What?
Never mind. I'm a noob. Anyway, yeah, technical things. Damn it. See, that's the problem. I never have anything to talk about. After that extremely brief intermission, the reason for this intermission is I'm on this. Orders, 30 minutes, hello, Dr. Light, one moment please. I'm on these 30-minute phone card thingies, and when they drop out, the recording drops, because I'm recording, obviously. And I have to come back in, and yeah, so I just insert a little bit of music in between there, and it's all good. What's up? Dr. Light.
Oh, not much. Sorry. God damn this mute button. I'm not used to this headset. At first, I didn't think the mute button actually worked, but it does now.
All too well. Oh, that's what happened earlier when I was trying to get a hold of you, and then you were there, but I couldn't hear you.
No, I think that was I was there, but I didn't have. I've been rewiring the system inside to play through a bunch of different applications. I had the mixer hooked up earlier into the phone, and the phone wasn't listening to my headset. It was listening to the mixer.
Oh, I see. All right, anyway, Lateral, what was I talking about?
We were talking about intermission and music.
No, before that.
And stuff.
Damn it. Oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck it. Just fuck it. That's your fake reaction.
Much.
I know.
You swear more than sailors. Sailors that work at Sears.
No. See, some of you may not know this, but I was in one of those Navy ROTC type programs when I was, like, a noob back when I was 12 and 13. So it may have acquired it.
When you were a noob?
Hey, do you want to do the show on your own or not?
I'm just messing with you.
I know.
I think. Let's hope.
So I think I acquired my swearing my swearing thing from that. So if you don't like it, don't listen. I don't give. I don't care. I'm trying to refrain a little bit. So, Alright, let me pull out my little book here, see what numbers I've got we can mess around with. Dr. Light, you have three-way, correct?
Yes, I do.
That's a correct, right?
Yes,
yes.
Yes, that's a yes.
Okay.
877-456-4562.
And that's
me. It's me at IRC.
Alright. We are going to call 877-456-4562. And why don't you let everybody know what that does there, Ladder?
You shall find out. I will be speaking.
Roger. I'll mute myself. And, yeah. Oh. Okay. Be sure to divert. Be sure to opt divert there, Dr. Light. Okay. But, That sucks.
What the crap is up with Kazdex?
I don't know. I honestly don't.
I think it's a joke. Status, please press 1. For billing management and post-sale support, please press 2. For calling card issues, please press 3. For conferencing, please press 4. For Bell South,
come on, guys, number.
Help desk, please press 5. Thank you for calling Bell South Long Distance.
Oh, I don't care anything.
Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please.
Alright, I'll mute myself. That was wrong.
Thank you for calling Bell South Long Distance. This is Charlotte.
Hi, I am having trouble setting up APBX. This is Al Normany, and I need the responsible party for 800-932-8783.
8783? Yep. That was the last numbers on it?
What was that? I'm sorry.
8783 was the last numbers on it?
Yes.
Hold on one moment, please.
Thank you. Elevator music. Elevator security company.
I've been here for maybe 5 minutes at most, right?
I don't know.
Alright.
Got a timer next time.
I've got one right here, but I don't know when, you know. I'll just let you guys know when I think it's time for my card to end, and then, you know, we won't make any more phone calls, and I'll be right back.
I'm recording this call as backup.
Alright, thanks.
I got a pee.
Yeah, well, now's not a good time.
Maybe I'll just go right while I'm in this chair. Pee my pants.
I've got a pee.
We are calling on the responsible organization for an elevator security, or a security company. They do more than just elevators.
So, she actually forward you to them, or she's getting the number?
She's getting the direct dial. She's getting the direct dial number.
Why is it taking so long?
Good question. She probably has to go through a lot of switches and stuff, or something I don't know about.
She's a noob. I'm gonna take a piss. I'll be back. Thank you.
Do you think we should drop this call?
No.
Second, just fill in a couple seconds of without the music, and I'll use that for the intermission to hold music. Now hold for 3.5 minutes.
Drop it. Yeah, drop it.
Okie dokie.
Can you spoof caller ID, Dr. Light?
No, not yet.
Oh, blah.
She's still sitting on the other line on hold. I gotta drop her. Hold on.
I'm gonna go pee. You guys hold the conversation, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab some food. Okay. I can't spoof caller ID as of yet. I'm currently at work. I have a successful Astros at home setup working, although at my work I can't throw it up on network, or do I really want to throw it up on their network? I'm going to drag it home and throw it up on my network here at home and see how it fares. And then if I get the at-home box working, because I've gotten most of it working, and I've looked at a lot of the comp files, I kind of really understand how to go about writing it. It's really straightforward. It's really simple. Like, I'm not a really big programmer. I took a lot of programming classes in high school, and, you know, I did pretty well in Visual Basic and C++, really basic shit, you know, and taught myself a lot of other languages. Those are the classes I took, but it seems pretty straightforward to do basic stuff, so I'm hoping that will be up and running soon. I was originally having a thought of wanting to do it running on my laptop, and then have the server running on my laptop and just use a soft phone on my laptop, but I may also have another Astros box that lives at my house, at my apartment in California, so I'll have to wait.
Wait a second. You said you're in New York City.
Yeah.
Apartment in California?
I have an apartment in California, yes. When I go to school, I need to live in California, you know? That whole thing.
I see.
Minor details, that whole having a house thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's so funny. There's this fucking noob on BinRev right now asking for the folders. Give me a really good 800 number that'll, like, I don't know, do something.
That'll do something? Let me see.
Can you insert audio from the web? Dr. Light? Hello?
Yo.
I'm here. Yeah, it depends.
I have a WAV file on a certain website that it's only like 41 seconds long. It's super, super, super small. And it's a really, really cool long-distance telephone error message I got. So, yeah.
Okay, where's the website?
Well, never mind, I already put it in at the beginning of episode 11, so people have heard already, never mind.
Well, let's hear it again, I want to hear the damn thing.
Alright, I'm going to have to edit this part out, but...
So, I want to give a shout out to the United States, and especially President Bush, because he is your God, and if you don't believe so, you should be shot. Okay. That's my shout out.
Fascist noob.
Hey, no. I'm Republican, and I support President Bush.
God, don't start. God.
At Sears, being in receiving, I used to work with a lot of,
Democrats.
Army people. What are they called? Army people?
Veterans. Army.
Air Force. Army. Air Force people. Air Force. There we go. Air Force and military of the type. They just like came back from Iraq and stuff, and they
that one unnamed Middle Eastern country.
Hey, let me finish my point here real quick. But with them being in the war, like with them actually being active and such, they support it. Every single one I've talked to support it. Every single last one. I've talked to over 100. And if that's not proof enough for you, then I guess you'll live in your own ignorance.
Honestly, I consider myself a Republican. I just don't particularly like the current president. That's my only beef. You know,
we're spreading good around, and we're helping other people. And if people don't like that, then I guess they can live in their cynicism and whatever. Be arrogant.
Ignorance.
Yep.
I'd like to give a shout out for the 4th of July to two of my favorite things. Well, let's say three of my favorite things. Number one, food.
Marijuana? Beer?
No. Number one, food. Food's awesome. Food's good, yeah. Everyone likes eating food, especially good food. So this 4th of July, be sure to take out some time to barbecue something or eat something you don't normally make time to eat.
And do not visit any businesses because they don't want to be there. So make them bored, I guess.
Yeah, don't make other people cook for you tomorrow. Barbecue for yourself. Although I'll probably be a hypocrite and end up like getting a hot dog off a vendor. Because I like doing that because I'm lazy. Number two is
a full course dinner out at Applebee's.
Oh, gross. That's gross. Let's see.
Number two.
Right. What was it now? Oh, yeah, fireworks, right. Number two is fireworks. Fireworks are awesome, and we all at one time in our life have wanted to blow something up, and we probably have, especially if you're listening to the show. I know I had a potato cannon when I was, 15. I had a potato cannon. You know, that was great. I had a lot of fun with that thing. Got into some trouble with it, of course, but... Anyways, enough about that. Yeah, we don't want to implicate anything. So here we go, number three, and of course, yes, what you assumed was number one is number three, marijuana. Because you know what? God made pot, made beer. Who the fuck do you trust? Honestly, folks, celebrate your independence by going out and sparking up some fine cannabis. If the United States pulled their head out of their ass, they could be growing hemp and making paper cheaper and making rope cheaper and making a whole lot of people high and happy. That's what I gotta say.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
No, you're free to rebuttal. This will give us something to talk about. If we want to have a show about this, let's have a show about this.
Are you still recording in case I drop out, Doctor?
I sure am.
Awesome. Go ahead and rebuttal.
All right.
Go ahead,
Larry. When I was 14, 15, and I was doing marijuana and stuff, and I was like failing high school. Me and Coder already talked about this. Sorry, burp.
Yeah.
Me and Coder already talked about this in another episode, but I was heavily into drugs, and I was failing high school, and so I realized
all
that
sort of stuff.
Yeah, my dad moved to Utah, and I did later on, and to get Fresh New Start, and I haven't done drugs since, and now I'm anti-drug. The scene, how
okay.
My life has changed without drugs for the better.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Drugs are not for everyone, and not everyone can use them responsibly, and that's what I often forget. I take it for granted that I am, in fact, a responsible drug user. I have a life. I make lots of money. I'm, you know...
Off the sudden drugs.
A normal... What? Off the sudden drugs. Ha ha. Very funny. Why do you think my handle is Dr. Light? That's all I'm going to say, okay? All I have to say is that some people can use it responsibly and some people can't, and that's what you have to realize. And if you're smart enough to realize that you can make the distinction, you're a lot smarter than most people. And I agree that, yes, there are a lot of people that run into a lot of shit, and it's not for everyone, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like my brother does marijuana responsibly. But he hit up a girl, and got her pregnant. She's expecting in August, actually. And
wait a minute.
Turning for the worst.
What's the situation of which he got this girl pregnant? Was he using a condom? Did the contraception fail? I mean, what the hell? You're trying to say that because he was stoned, he got this girl pregnant? That's total bullshit. Now, tell me he was stoned and he didn't put a condom on, that's his fault, you know? That's not being responsible. I would never have sex with, never have sex with any girl without a condom. No matter whether she's on birth control or not. It's just a fucking policy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which...
You know, I mean...
Speaking of which, just a... can I come in here?
You have 1 minute left.
You have
I'll be back. Uh-oh.
Morning. Alright.
Do you guys hear that?
Alright, so I'm... Yeah, I can hear that.
The warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Alright, be right back.
Yes, I heard it.
There's terrible lag. Alright. I'll be back.
All right.
That's just me. And some people can do it responsibly, and some people can't. So I guess that's the disclaimer for this. And by the way, we're still recording this because I have my stream going over here.
Awesome. We were talking about birth control and such, and the pill and condom.
Whoa, guys, hold up. I don't know if someone is listening to. I don't know if this is happening on a comp or if this is happening a lot, but Living Dead is in BinRev saying that, Tron is nonstop owning Prism. And I don't know if this is really happening in real time, but if Tron is on a comp somewhere, I think we should three-way him into the show. Because he's a douche.
Well, if we're still recording, right?
Yeah, and I even recorded the break. Like, I'm recording and you're recording.
Okay, good. Then I'll break out, switch over to the main conference, and if Tron is there, I'll come back.
But I could just call him on my other line, my number 6 line.
It's easier for me to break out, check, and come back in, though.
Living Dead is saying it's on Doug TV, whatever that is.
Okay, never mind. Fuck
okay.
That.
Okay.
I suppose that would have been faster way for us to just PM it. Oh, God. Oh, I need to grab something to eat.
Then do it.
Been eating too many ginger Altoids.
But anyway, as I was saying, my aunt has been having stomach aches and such recently, a couple weeks back, and my grandmother asked her, well, what do you think it is? Well, I don't know. I'm not pregnant, so I'm out of time. Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
She is pregnant. She was on the pill.
Your grandmother?
No. God damn, no. My aunt.
Oh.
She's due in November.
Woot woot.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. I don't need another one of those cousins running around. Ladder, don't be dropping my docs now.
I don't even know what doc dropping is or whatever, because I've never even heard of that.
It's dropping personal information. Letting personal information get out to the public.
Gotcha.
So don't drop mine. Because I know you've got it. Alright, did Dr. Light leave to get food?
Actually, I don't have it. I lost it. My computer has been failing me over and over and over and over and over.
Tell you what, write it down, alright? I'll message you after the show.
Yeah.
What operating system?
I gotta take that. none right now. Every operating system, Solaris, NetBSD, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, Windows 95 even, and Linux, and everything just doesn't want to load.
Alright. So how are you connecting to the net?
I'm using my dad's computer right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that works, I guess. It doesn't really matter because you're going in, you'll be leaving in 9 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it, but it'd be nice, you know.
Yeah. So
I don't really want to install.
No, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I don't really want to install Gen 2 because that takes just too much time on a 400 megahertz. 5 days just for me to get a full system running. So it's kind of worthless, you know?
Yeah, now anyway. You'd minimum 5 days to get it running. You'd have a maximum of 4 days to enjoy it. It's not worth it.
Yep.
That wasn't good. Anyway. I've actually got a timer going, so whatever. Did Dr. Light go get something to eat?
I don't know. That is a good question.
I'm going to assume yes. You were going to do something there, Ladder, I think.
I already went pee.
No, you said you're going... I thought you said you're going to get some food or something.
No.
Okay.
I got a Pepsi near me.
Pepsis are awesome. I don't like Pepsis. Pepsis are for noobs.
I hate Pepsi. I hate caffeinated drinks now.
Really?
But, yesterday, I had only, 5 hours of sleep, and then I went wakeboarding for the first time in my life, and then I also went to an amusement park, and, that wasted me so much yesterday. I slept from 4 a.m. last night to 12 p.m. today, and then I went to church and then slept from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Damn.
So I've been asleep most of the day, and I'm still, way, way, way tired.
Yeah. Speaking of tired...
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Such a noob. So is Dr. Light here? No. Damn. Where do you go to do? Get something to eat? It was just stupid Hot Pocket thing. And not, a full course meal from wherever. Somebody
what?
I'm just saying... I hope he gets, just a Hot Pocket or something. and not like 2 eggs, 3 bagels, 8 brownies, 3 pancakes, 2 glasses of orange juice, 3 million pounds of bacon. You know.
No, that would be the munchies.
Yeah.
You guys don't know shit about munchies, motherfuckers.
Hey. You heard what I said about my past. I know everything.
What was your favorite munchie food, man?
Chicken from KFC.
That's funny.
What are you munching on? Can't hear you.
Jelly,
too fucking far.
Just straight up jelly sandwich. No peanut butter.
You know, I realize how long this episode is going to go. And then I realize, oh yeah, by the way, for each half hour I do, it's 12 megabytes download. This may turn out to be a pretty good.
are you on dial up?
I am.
Oh, dude.
Now you can see, well, I don't care. I don't, you know. So are you going to eat your new Blar's sandwich and come and join the show, or are you just going to sit back and relax?
I am just about done with my new Blar's sandwich.
Okay, good. Do you like new Blar's sandwiches, Vadra?
New Bar?
Noob-lar. Noob-lar. Noob-lar.
What the crap is that?
You should have been an IOC earlier. Yeah, you know. Oh, well, I'm thinking about IOC. Yeah, shout to him.
Dude, oh. I got a link to show you. I got a link to show you.
Me?
Coder. Yeah. When you get back online.
Memo serve it.
You're not going to be on IRC afterwards?
No, I am. Just memo serve it so you don't forget.
I won't forget.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be on IRC afterwards. Because I'm a noob.
Alright. Yeah.
Alright. Oh, well, Dr. Light is doing that. Where'd my phone book go?
But, hey, I've got to use it as extortion, because if you let know you have it and who it is from, I will give out your information.
Say that again. So, if I let the person who the link is from know that I have it... What?
Yeah, if you let anyone know, even the originating person, if you let anyone know that you have it, I give out your information.
Damn. And... Oh, fuck.
So you're not going to tell us what this link is?
It wouldn't be wise, Dr. Light, because I gave him my real information.
Is it leet? Is it like Uber leet?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Bow, chicka, chicka, bow, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
That should give you some information right there.
Okay.
So, what else is supposed to be on the show that's not supposed to be ad-libbed?
Alright, let me grab a phone book, or my freak book, or whatever the hell I'm going to grab, and I'll be back with you momentarily. Where's my book, damn it? There it is. Hopefully we've got some interesting stuff in here. Okay. called off my local ISP's internet help desk. You guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could call up my ISP's internet help desk.
We could call up another ISP's help desk.
Okay.
Who should we call?
I got a number. Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay. I'll grab my phone book. That was my phone book.
Okay.
You know where I am.
You ready?
What?
Dr. Light.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, dial 801-274-8124.
Alright, this is going to take a bit longer because this is going to be a Folgers call. So, I'll be back.
Alright.
Okay. And I have in front of me... Go ahead.
I found out on my Virgin Mobile prepaid cell phone, which is under a fake name and paid in cash, I can call 800 numbers and not get charged for it. Like, I'm not using any of my minutes.
Well, that's a duh thing, isn't it? I mean, should
that's
that
a
be...
what? Oh. I don't know if that's on all cell phones.
It should be.
Maybe.
Anyway, I have in front of me, you know, I live in southern Michigan, so I don't care about dropping this information. I don't give a shit. I have SBC, Yellow Pages phone book, SBC Michigan, December 2004 issue for area code 269, which I am not a part of, but it's close enough. Battle Creek, Marshall area, Michigan. Battle Creek/Marshall, Michigan area. It's a nice big old phone book. And I'm going to search through here for something to call. Just in case. Preferably toll-free numbers. Let's see here. Oh, speaking of toll-free numbers,
I'm gonna I'm going to pull off some.
Good.
I'm going to pull off some neat stuff here. We're calling.
Speaking of my school, they have this one phone book that was like from 1981 of toll free numbers. It's like,
both while we connect your call,
10 inches thick.
Hang up. I am currently on the phone or
hang
away
up.
From my desk.
Hang up. Cool. Dang it. Okay, let's do something else here. Hold on.
I'll edit that out.
But, alright. Awesome. So.
I got one. I got a telephone number. Hello?
Yo.
Alright. See here? What did he drop?
What?
Did Dr. Light drop?
I think he temporarily.
Okay, I'm
here.
Because
he's
I'm here.
Okay, good.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, okay. I have a number.
Go real quick.
517. It's either 278 or 279. I'm not sure which. 9276.
Which should I try, 8 or 9?
Try 8.
Okay, I'll be back.
This is my local internet help desk. They know my voice, so Ladder, if you could do the talking.
Sure.
Just act noobish.
Alright.
Or whatever. Do what you want.
I got an idea.
Hey, if,
We're conferenced.
What?
If they ask you for permission, if you go through set of stuff, transfer to me.
Can you reach the Nat House? Sorry, we can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, we'll be sure to get back.
Wait, keep it on. Oh, dang it. I wanted to leave just a message. Oh, well.
But anyway, with the,
what now?
Support. Alright, try 9. But Ladder, if, they like have you go through the startup things, like start settings or whatever, just, say, hold on, I'll transfer you over to, whoever.
Yeah, I'll say. No, I'm on Windows, so it doesn't matter. I can still do it.
98?
2000.
Alright, never mind. Just, whatever.
It's all good. I can do it.
Ladder, are you online?
I sure am.
Hey, monkeys.
Pop-pop!
That certainly is not it. Yo, Coder, you're on dial-up, right? Dial that number and see what you get. Dial it up and when you get off the radio.
It's a modem, I know.
See what... Yeah.
It sounded more like a fire machine, but...
Yeah, I know, but I was thinking Coder could dial it up and see what happens.
Alright, I'll throw the output to you at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Alright, Ladder, CBP, Charlie, Bravo, PapaUniform.com. And, down at the bottom, if they haven't changed their layout, there should be something along the lines of tech support. And they should have the internet help desk number listed there.
Contact us? Oh, tech support. 517-278-9276.
I'll be damned. We just called that number.
Did we?
Yeah. We did. Maybe they're closer.
279-9531.
That's
their business office.
No.
But they could probably transfer us to help desk.
but they won't be open.
No, it says 24 hours, 7 days per week.
Okay.
The doctor.
Yo.
You want me to drop you that number in IRC?
Which one?
The one that I just read off.
Oh, 2748124, okay.
No, not that one, not that one. That one.
Okay. Isn't that what we just called?
No, you called 9576.
Okay. Alrighty. I called for you.
Thank you. Oh shit, where's my timer? How many? Okay, good. I've got another 8 or so minutes left in this thing. Holy shit, we've been doing the show for at least an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
We got a lot of rambling to cut off, though.
So. Still gonna be one of the longer episodes.
Yeah.
Hey, we should call back that Walmart that Dr. Light and I called.
Call to have him transfer us to receiving. And I could play with him there.
Connect your call.
BPU After Hours Emergency Line.
Internet, is this the help desk?
No, the help desk is 278-9276.
All right, can you, Bonnie Trans, transfer us over there? Because we had a do not call or something. I couldn't recall what the error was.
Can't.
So can you?
No,
you
can't transfer that call.
All right.
No, but your phone sounds really weird.
Yeah, it's a special phone system.
Yeah, I'm getting strange echoes, and some of your words are coming through before they're supposed to.
Yeah, it's a special VoIP system. Have you ever heard of Lingo?
No, but we have VoIP on our system.
Yeah, I'm using Lingo's
providers.
Yeah, I'm using Lingo's VoIP.
Okay. But I can't transfer that call.
All right. Well, thanks anyway. Have a good night, sir.
I dropped him.
Okay. All right. Just try that help desk number again. Maybe you hit a wrong key or something. Let me drop you the link or the number.
Connecting.
Internet support, this is Mark.
Hi, this is Al Normandy. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
It's VoIP. It's kind of new technology and it's hard to use and I don't think I have it set up right. But that's not my problem. My problem is
okay.
I think I have some Trojan on my computer. My CD-ROM drive keeps opening and closing and my floppy drive is trying to read in like 5-minute intervals. And I get these strange little elves bopping, like, dancing on my screen.
Okay. So Somebody's definitely messing with you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'm not able to help you with that. We're here to make sure you can get on the internet. 2 minutes left.
What was that? I'm sorry.
We basically just help people get connected to the internet. And it sounds like you're set up properly. So we aren't supposed to help anybody with viruses, Trojans, or anything like that.
Well, like, my connection keeps dropping, like, every, like, 15 minutes or so as well.
If you have a Trojan that's taking up all your CPD cycles, it can easily make you drop your connection.
Oh. So...
You see what I'm saying? So, if your computer's not working properly, it can make you lose your connection.
Okay, so then is there a way for your end to force the connection to stay alive?
No, because you're the one that's shutting it off.
I'm not shutting it off.
I'm not. Well, your machine is. The Trojan is.
But machines only do what I tell them to do.
Or whoever's in control of your machine.
And that would be me.
And if you've got a... not if you've got a Trojan. If you've got a Trojan, it can either be whatever it's been pre-programmed to do, or somebody else could actually be manually controlling your computer from elsewhere.
Okay, so what do you suggest I do?
Sounds like you don't have that on there.
Okay, so what should I get to protect myself? I've heard that security is a product. Is that true, sir?
I personally believe security is an attitude. Then you pick up one or more products that allow you to have the degree of security that you want. In other words, I recommend that every one of our customers has a firewall up and they know exactly how to use it, that they have an antivirus, that they keep up to date and know how to use it, and that they have an anti-spyware program that they keep up to date and know how to use it. You'd be surprised how many people buy a product, they put it on their computer, they just leave it with whatever settings it came with, and they have no clue how it works or when to fix it. Well, that's the same as not having any protection at all.
What spyware and antivirus protection do you use?
Well, I recommend either Norton, McAfee, or AVG for a program that is antivirus. Norton is about $30 to $50 a year. McAfee is about $30 to $50 a year, and ABG is free.
So, what about Sub 7? I've heard that's a good antivirus.
It's not one of the big three. I don't recommend it.
Okay, and
if you've got the three best in the world, why would you pick one of the others?
Because I've heard that it is undefeatable, and I've heard McAfee has been defeated like several times over.
Oh, they have. All of them have occasionally let something slip through, but then they fix them and then they don't let that slip through anymore. It's a constant, ongoing thing. Every day, many new viruses are released. So,
and
one manufacturer may be right on top of it and get all of those fixed that day, and the others may fix all of them but one, and then the next day they'll get the last one or whatever. I mean, it's a constant deal.
Why are viruses created?
You have to crawl into the head of the people doing it to understand that. Some people do it for kicks. Some people do it for money. Some people do it just to learn about computers.
I don't think
for the average user, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think destroying a computer would help them learn, because I've got important files on. I've got important files on here that they could be looking at. I don't know
exactly.
It's
like a game to some of these people. If they can get through your defenses, that means that they have learned how to do that. By learning enough about computers. It's very educational.
Well, they
but
can
they
can
it
still
one
learn
step further, and then they actually destroy things.
Yeah. Okay. So I just recently like spilled some Pepsi on my keyboard. What would you use to fix it?
A new keyboard.
A new keyboard? There's no like Pepsi removal system?
You could dunk it in water and swish it around in a bunch of it if you want, and then plug it in and try to short your system out, but keyboards cost $10.
Okay. And, let's see. Let me see if I have any other problems. Sometimes when I'm like on the internet, my speakers will like flicker, like they'll beep, like eh, sometimes. And do you know if that's a problem with your internet?
It has nothing to do with the internet.
Okay. And sometimes I hear
that sounds like a modem trying to connect up.
Yeah, and do you know why that would be? I was already on the internet. Why would I be trying to connect again?
I have no idea. Are you using dial-up or a cable modem?
I have several different types of connections.
It's very possible that while you're doing something, another program is trying to dial up. Like many times if you get some kind of a Trojan or a porn dialer on there, while you're going about your business, it's going to try to dial a long-distance number and run up charges for you.
Yeah.
And it may be told to use a modem instead of using whatever connection exists. Because if it uses a modem, they can put you on one of those telephone lines that charges you like $49.95 a minute.
Okay. Do you know if Linux would help at all?
If you want to put it on there, it would work great.
All right.
Operating system.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, and I've heard that it has a lot of security products with it, and that it stops viruses, and it's like the ultimate security thing.
Not necessarily true. Like I said, it's just an operating system. Not too many viruses are written for Linux, but then again, there's a whole lot of really geeky people that really enjoy Linux, and if they want to write one, they'll write one. And there aren't terribly a whole lot of antivirus products out there for Linux.
Okay. And do you know what blue boxing is?
Blue boxing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you know if that would help me remove all the viruses and Trojans and porn dialers on my system?
I suspect it would probably get you thrown in jail more than anything else.
Why is that?
Blue boxing is using illegal means to make free phone calls and free internet access and things of that nature.
Oh. Do you know how it works?
I would not be able to tell anybody if I did. Could I have your username and password, please?
My friend has it. Do you want me
your
to get him on?
Your username?
Yeah. Do you want me to get him on the phone?
Are you a BPU customer or are you a WatchNet customer?
I am dial-up.
Okay, so that means you're calling from Coldwater?
Yes.
Okay. Can I look up your account? What's your username?
Do you want me to get my friend?
I just need the username. I've got to log the call.
All right. Let me see if I can find him. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay, that was pretty funny.
Put him back. Put him back. No, don't.
I dropped it already, man.
Good. Oh, God.
That was fucking hot, dude.
You know how hard my heart was pumping when he said got in some cold water? I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
What's cold water?
That's the city that the ISP is based in.
I wouldn't be worried about that, man. He's just getting a fucking, if he's getting any number at all at this point, he's getting
Folger's number.
And that doesn't pass, that doesn't pass anything. That doesn't pass a damn thing.
It passes, no CPN, but it passes an ANI for sure.
Right, but they're not lead enough to be looking at ANI. They're just, looking at CPN anyway, so.
Absolutely.
When he was talking about blue boxing, though, I was honestly considering unmute myself and breaking in as a Verizon emergency interrupt.
That was good, though. I'm glad that you got my PM.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was just like, dude, ask. He was running out of things to say at that one point, and I PM'd him, like, ask him about blue boxing. Ask him if blue boxing would,
you know.
Anyways,
I can't believe you said blue boxing is the means of getting free internet. I'm like, what the fuck?
I just couldn't say it right off the bat. I had to lead up to it, you know?
Yeah. You know, but he's kind of right, though. Back in the day when blue boxing was around, a lot of people would box phone calls so they could dial into a BBS that was halfway across the country.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be wise for me to immediately call back. No.
I could call back on my cell phone.
But it's your voice.
I know.
He never heard me.
It's not a call center, is it? It didn't sound like it.
This is a hometown-based internet service provider that just operates out of the local Board of Public Utilities building.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They could have just said, hold on a minute, let me look it up. You know. Alright.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I can't believe they accept them.
What can we call next?
Well, it is 3 a.m., so you got to take that.
Do we want to wrap it up? I think that's a good note to go out on, actually.
Me too.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Better? It's been fun having you on, man.
Thanks.
Gonna miss you.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. You guys go on with shouts. I will wrap it up at the end, and yeah.
All right. I got shout outs to me, and that's it.
Noob.
I got shout outs to anyone from New York City that's listening, and yeah, the subway system and Verizon payphones. A shout out to Verizon payphones because I own them.
Okay. I've got shout outs. If you're listening to this, which I know you are, I got shout outs to you because you're listening, and that's good. So that's it. That's it.
Alright, well then I'm going to cut the recording off here. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And I'm going to quit, so see you, Coder, and Dr. Light.
Alright. Hacknip ends at 3:02 a.m. July 4th, 2005. 1, 2, 3.